15 Jahre, also es steht. I want today, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start to go into the Indian of Kedusha Shvis. This is very negea, Be'etzem, to be negea the whole year. Kimat, on a daily basis, when people want to keep the halachas from Shvis. And we'll start Keseder. Be'etzem, there's two main shiurim that have to be given legabe the halachas of Kedusha Shvis. We'll start Keseder. Is vegetables and fruit and maybe even flowers that have a good smell are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. We'll see Be'ezus Hashem next week when it's kodesh b'kedusha shvis. The Hainu, we will have things that are not kodesh b'kedusha shvis if they grew in the 6th year, and we have things that will grow in the 7th year that will not be kodesh b'kedusha shvis if they'll be picked off in the 7th, in the 8th year. About things that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis, means things that have a kedusha b'kedusha shvis, that we'll see later, the mashal, some vegetables, mi'ikar adin, a day after Rosh Hashanah, if the tomatoes that are picked off a day after Rosh Hashanah become kodesh b'kedusha shvis. The fruits, later, esroigim, is a shayle. About vegetables, kimat, lefiroiv deyes, couple days after Rosh Hashanah, means in less of 2 weeks, the vegetables that start to come in the market are kodesh b'kedusha shvis. Now, peiros that are kodesh b'kedusha shvis have couple aloches that you have to keep. As one isur kedusha. Kedusha means le'ochlo. Ve'oyse lachem, peiros ha'oretz le'ochlo. Le'ochlo means it's given for eating. Veloy lehefsed. You're not allowed to be mafsidit. You're not allowed to take a fruit of Kedusha Shvis and to throw it to the garbage. You're not allowed to step on it. We'll see later the Pratim. We'll go in a second to the Pratim. Some things you're not allowed to cook. Some things you're not allowed to squeeze. Some things you're not allowed to make juice out of them. Some things you're not allowed to eat raw. As a halacha is how you have to do with it. And when you finish to eat, you can't throw it in the garbage. You have to know what to do with it. This is called Kedusha Shvis. As a second Isur that we'll see, it's called Isur Schoira. It's an Isur to buy it in the store. You're not allowed to buy peres that are Kodesh Kedusha Shvis in a normal way in the store. You're not allowed to weigh them on the scale, you're not to, in the store. So you can't buy them, so how you buy it? It's a big problem how you buy. We'll see a whole shiur, different eitzes, how to buy, if you could buy bichlal. So it's isur, le'ochlo ve'lo le'schoiro, le'ochlo ve'lo le'hefset, le'ochlo ve'lo le'schoiro. Now, we'll start more from that. And I want here to start Keseder Advori. The isur, the chiyuv of Kedusha Shvis, we'll start now Keseder and we'll go to the halachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the peiros that grow in the Shoah are Shvis, are Kodesh B'Kedusha, and you have to be mafkir them. If you own the field, you have to be mafkir the field. If you're not mafkir the field, you're over a mitzvah ses. The first halacha that the Bailim is mechuyev, to be mafkir the field that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvis. What would be if the Bailim was not mafkir the field? The Bailim is not mafkir the field. It's called Shomur. He's not mafkir the field. It's called Shomur. Some Rishonim learned that Shomur is Osur Midoraisa. Ledas Roiva Poiskim, it's not Osur Midoraisa. It's only Osur Midorabbanan. And if most of the poiskim, it's mutter and gans. If most of the poiskim, it's mutter and gans. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that the minig in Yerushalayim was that you're allowed to eat shomur. Minig Yerushalayim is that you're allowed to eat shomur. The Chazanish himself said that the minig is that we don't eat shomur. The Chazanish, Le Rabim, he said for sure not to eat. Sometimes, B'Shas Adchak, he said that you're allowed to eat. And I will explain why it's so negea to know this first part. A person goes in Shvi'is, the next Shemitah, the whole year, and he comes to a place that is no Hechsher. But they only serve fruits and vegetables. Lama Zogin, he will take off to Musumaisris. If Shvi'is is Chayiv, I'm not going into the Protim. The people don't keep Shvi'is. Or they say mechan heter mechire. We'll speak about later what is called heter mechire that we hold treif chazir. Yeah, they say mechan heter mechire. Now they serving you vegetables. As a mashgiach, I took off trumas from Eisres. Yeah, he goes to one of the hotels here. Yeah, he has bad cousins that invite him, and he goes to a hotel. Yeah, now lo mezogin is a shvacher rabbanut. So he only eats fruits and vegetables. The Mashgiach told him that he took off Trumas and Maisres. He has a cousin, you know, B'lange Peres, took off Trumas and Maisres. If the Peres are Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, so the guy says, I will not throw nothing to the garbage, I will mamish, I will kiss the food, Kodesh, Alt B'Seda. If it's Shomur, he's not allowed to eat. So Lefida Chazanish and Shvi'is, if it's not a good Hechsher in a place, even in fruits and vegetables, you can't eat. It's Shomur. So every time when you come to a place, before we're going to the Protim, I will keep Kedusha Shvi'is, I will not keep Kedusha Shvi'is. We'll see later all the Nafkaminas, you have to know, could be it's Shomur, and if it's Shomur, there's nothing what to do. Reb Shlomo Zalman was Mekel, the Chazanish is Machmir. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says that Avade only B'Shas Adchak they were Mekel, but Lekatchila they're not Mekel. Meaning to say that if you're stuck somewhere, could be B'Shas Adchak, you're allowed to be eat shamu. But Ravade, to rely on these stores that sell you from Heter Mechira v'chulei and all different zachen, I'll explain. Lama Zogin, a person goes to his cousin. They have fruits and vegetables. They rely on Heter Mechira. Maybe I'll explain to you a second to know what is Heter Mechira, that you will understand why it's very negiah to know this aloche of shamu. We'll see in a Hemshech that is a shaila what is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Every fruit that grows in Eretz Yisrael is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. As a machlekes, what happens if it grows by a goy? If it grows by a goy, it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, or it's not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. Machlekes mabit mit bis Yosef. We call it in Eretz Yisrael the Chazanish against Minag Yerushalayim. Chazanish holds that it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is, and the Minag Yerushalayim is that it's not Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. We'll get later to the Badats, to all of the Hechsherim, and Shmita, all of the Hechsherim mix. The best Hechsherim could be the worst, and the worst could become the best. We'll get to it. So it's a Shailef, a Zach that grows by a Goy, is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is or not. Lomagain Itzter, it's a Shailef. The Chazanishnikes are Machmir. Most of Klal Yisrael, Chutz from Yerushalayim, are Machmir. Yerushalayim is the only place that are not Machmir on Kedusha Shvi'is. But this is only a Shailef, Legabei, if it's Kodesh or not. But for sure, the goy doesn't have a avere to work on his field. But it's shaila if it's kodesh or not. Kum de heter mechire, and what the rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael did, they as they visdo mechiras chometz, they sell the whole Eretz Yisrael to the goy before shvi'is. Mele is no kedusha shvi'is, so they skip shvi'is. They skip the ganze. What is the ganze problem in shvi'is? They skip it. They sell it to the goy, and while they sell it to the goy. I'm not going now, what is the tzad that yesh kedush akum kinyan la'akum lefkeh mekdush asarot Yisrael, but on the tzad that when the goy has the field, it's not kodesh mekdush ha-shviz. So the people that trust the rabbanut ha-rashit li-Israel, they make a heta mechir, they say, if you could sell chometz, we could sell Eretz Yisrael. And they sell whole Eretz Yisrael. There's a lot of problems, Bezal Hashem will go to whole shir to explain why sigonish mitnisht. One of the problems, chus that it's gonish, it's ha-arome ba'alme, if the goy will want to take this country, you know, man, they're really trying to do it for a lot of years and no one is giving to them. Punk now, they gave it to him. And it's an issur to sell Eretz Yisrael to a guy is a lav from Loi Sechonim. So while it's a lav from Loi Sechonim, it's an issur to sell it. So b'mele en shliach dvar aveiris, b'mele the mechira is not chal. There's a lot of reasons why it's not good. Say it. But you go to your cousins, and they're from the people, you know, from the more modern people, and they buy in a store. I know all of the fryer stores you have to know in Eretz Yisrael, chutz from the good echsherim, everything around Eretz Yisrael is heter mechire or bichlal nothing. Now, if it's Bichlan Lossing, also Tumas Lamaisos could be. But Lama Zorim, you're going to these Mizrahi places that they trust Heter Mechire, and your cousin says, I bought my Heter Mechire, but the Mashgiach takes Tumas Lamaisos, no, Lechumre. But, Zayda. So you tell him, okay, I don't trust Heter Mechire. So he tells you, okay. So by you it's Kodosh, by me it's not Kodosh. So you keep Kedusha, eat it, don't throw it to the garbage. I will throw it after the garbage. You just leave your food on your plate. Everything is okay. You tell him, but I have a problem. Because I don't hold from Heter Mechire, so I hold that the Yid that kept the field and didn't let people to come into the field, it's Shamul. So I'm not allowed to eat by you in Shviz. Because your food is Shamul. You will not mafkir it. I hold, I know, you don't, can't tell me, beside it. So I hold it's Beseda, you hold it's not Beseda. So you keep Kedusha, I don't keep Kedusha. You tell him, I have a different problem. I hold it's Shamu. This is one problem. Shema Zamer was Mekel, Andrea Machbe. It's another problem, and this is called Nevad. The same kind of problem. That if something, people were working in a southern Shviz, not only that it's called Shamu, it's called Nevad. And again, the same issu that the Chazal assert to eat something that was shomur and the guy was not mafkirit, if the guy worked his field, it's called nevad, and again, we hold that it's also to eat it. Just in nevad is different gdorim, what is nevad. Nevad, if it's only watering it, we doesn't have a aloche of nevad. But if you did different things in the field, it's called nevad. So b'meile, every time when you, and this already most poskim hold that it's also, some are mekel. So again, I'm speaking without isul svichin even. So every time you have to know in Shviz, when you start to go to a place, soon we'll have the klolim, it'll be much easier. When you go into a place and you're clearing, it's kodesh b'kdusha Shviz, I'm buying something that is kodesh, I didn't buy it, someone else bought it, so I took care of the problem of buying it. So the vial, we're saying, forget about how I'm buying or not. I come to a place, someone is serving me something that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. It's Kodesh. And I'm telling him, from where it is. He says, from a Sadeh from a Yid. Yeah, Zayin Rav told him that it's okay. Oh, but you know it's a Sadeh from a Yid. If that Yid was not Mafkir the Sadeh, you have a Shaila from Shomul. And if it's not in Yerushalayim, it's Machmur Zayin, from Shomul Zalman. I said, it was Maker, Shasat Chak, Abel Ketchil Enat. And it could be a b'shaila for neva. So this is every time when you look at something that is kodesh b'kedusha shviz, you have to be sure that it's not called shamul, and it's not called nevad. If it's shamul v'nevad, so even if all of the other problems that we'll speak in the hemshech don't exist, you're not allowed to eat it because shamul v'nevad. Now, it's another isu from shamul v'nevad. Even if we'll find later in the Hemshech heterim how to buy something that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, I'll be masbit to you. The Badat stores will have fruits that grew by Goyim. Most of the Badat stores in Yerushalayim will be full with fruits. They don't buy Shamu V'Nevat, but they buy from Goyim. Because in Yerushalayim they don't keep Kedusha Shviz. And the second we'll start to learn the halachas of Kedusha Shviz, it's very, very hard. Taisus says, Kamo Yisurim Yeshbohem Ad Belidai. So b'meile, people in Yerushalayim want to have an easier life. What they do in Eretz Yisrael and Maisa, they start to import. They bring from Cyprus, they bring potatoes, from the Aza, they bring this. From all different places, they bring all different things. From places that are not called Eretz Yisrael, or from Eilat that is not Eretz Yisrael, they bring, and this also we'll see different machlekesim in different fields in Eilat, how far it is, it's called Eretz Yisrael, it's not called Eretz Yisrael, Aravat Dromit, Aravat Tzfonit, all of these things we have to get to yet. But we'll do chelek by chelek. But that stores are full with fruits that are by goyim. Now, even if you will decide, we'll see next year, Lama Zalgun to be choishesh, that yesh kedusha shviz beperes nochri. So even if you buy it in a badat store, so then you have a shaila how you could buy. You're not allowed to make schoiro in a Yisur Shviz. You're not allowed to buy Yisur Shviz. So there's all different ways how to trick. You buy him and you pay him later and you lay it out. There's all different ways how to skip the Yisur schoiro. But a guy that is Shomul V'Nevad, you're not allowed to buy from him. The Hainu. If a guy is selling from his field, he's not Shemel Shvis. He says, I'm not Shemel Shvis. I'm asking to have the Averis. These fruits are Kodesh. Buy them. All the tricks, the way that you could skip the Isus Choyra, I'll give you it for a present, and tomorrow you'll give me the money. All different ways that Chazal gave us different ways to skip the Avera of Isus Choyra. This is Be'alme. But from a person that made a Shomu V'nevad, Chazal will coinus him that you're not allowed to buy from him. So again, could be when you come to your cousin, he bought, it's his problem. Then it's only the shail if it's usul to eat it or not. But when you're going to buy, you have to know. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, but even so, lama zogin, you go to a kiddush, and they make kiddush and wine that is kodesh b'kedusha shviz, that is shomu v'nevad. I'm saying to you, what is shomu v'nevad? All of the wine that is behechsher rabanut is shomu v'nevad, because we hold etam mechir as gonush mitnisht. So all of the wine that has rabanut is shomu v'nevad, right? Now you come to a kiddush in the plaza, lama zogin, and the guy that is doing kiddush, you look at the wine that he's holding in his hand. It's a wine from Rabbanut. So we hold that his wine, we don't drink that wine, right? Lama zogin yadim shem etero mitzvah. Now there's not a problem if he's touching the wine. Now he's doing kiddush. So the machmirim wanted to say, if it's not wine, I'm not yoytze kiddush. Shem Zalman said, and this for sure you could be samech to be yoytze the kiddush, while he holds he's allowed to drink it, so you could be yoytze the kiddush. You can't taste that kiddush. So this is the first halacha that is called shomu v'nevat, that the etzem, when you buy in a good hechsher, you don't have this problem. But when you buy in the other places, you have to know, could be as a problem of shomu v'nevat. Okay, the hemshach will go back when we misader where to buy and how to buy. Let me get to this next part. We're going now that we have peiros kodesh b'kedusha shvis. Lama Zogin, we don't have a problem how to buy them. We'll get it next time. There's no problem of Shomu V'nevat. It's Hefker. And the yeshiva is serving Peiros Kedusha Shviz. It was Hefker, and the yeshiva went, and they got a sack of potatoes, and it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Again, you have to understand why this halacha is nogea to everyone. Every guy that will want to keep Lemoshel, Lechumre, to keep the Chazanish's Minek, so you buy everything that you buy in a Badat store, Lama Zogin, you go into of a dat store here, you buy a falafel. So when you buy a falafel, the potatoes there are bought by goyim. The Hainu, it comes from Aza, from all these places that belongs to the Arabs. So the mele, they hold that you're allowed to buy it, and there's no isus choyro, there's no shomu v'nevat because the goy was doing it. But the maise, it's kolish b'kdusha shviz lefi dechazanish. So you eating down a falafel, that inside are potatoes that are kolish b'kdusha shviz. So this is the normal case. I'm saying, it could be much worse, because a lot of places they will serve you real Peiros Kedusha Shviz. Because you have to understand, because it's Hefka, we'll get later, it's trucks that come over and give fruit all over the country. And all the fruit places, every couple of weeks, trucks come and they give out the food for free. Because there's the mitzvah. Hefka. So it's a basin, just divides it all over. So all over you go to, they give out cases of wines for free. Everything is Kodesh Kedusha Shviz. You could buy these most choshev wines from Kabul Mizrahi, you buy in 6 shekel a bottle instead of 78. And everything is full of Kedusha Shviz. So this halacha I'm saying is Nogea Be'etzim, a week after Rosh Hashanah, you buy a falafel, because the potatoes, Bederek Lal, most of the potatoes in Eretz Yisrael are from Chutzlot. And the Hemshech and the Shiurim, after things will be close, will start to be masbo every fruit from when and what. But the cucumbers and the tomatoes, these things, mamish, they take them off straight, they can't keep them, they don't store. 3-4 days after Rosh Hashanah, the salad inside the falafel is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz Lefi Dechazanish Lekule Alma. And b'meila, you have to know miyad before you decide if you're going to keep this year the Chazanish's Minik and Yerushalayim's Minik. You have to know if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, how I have to treat it. So I want to go to the halachas if Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. Lama Zogin HaBocher is not buying. Buying in this, it'll be much harder. We'll get to it. But he has something that for sure is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz. So he has the following halachas. And this be'etzim what I want today in the shir to speak about. The Chazanish was mechadesh, that is no mitzvah to eat it. Even that I would say is a mitzvah to eat it, the hainu, I have to finish till the end of the falafel. I have to eat it every piece. Lama zogin, one cucumber fell on the floor, I have to pick him up. La'ochla. It's a mitzvah la'ochla. The Chazanish holds there's no mitzvah le'ochlo. You're allowed to leave it. You're just not allowed to be mafsid at beyodayim. Now, the halachas are like this. Things that you're used to, that you're not used to eating raw. Potatoes, people don't eat raw. I don't know about potato salad, some people don't eat shabbat. Squash, no one eats raw. You're not allowed to eat it raw. You're not allowed to eat it raw. If you eat it raw, you call that you mafsid it because it's not the normal way to eat it. Fruits that are used to eating raw, you're not allowed to cook them. Dehainu. Even if some people like to cook them. I want to explain. Lemoshel, apples, they say it's 50-50. So you're allowed to cook them, you're allowed to eat them raw. Carrots also, people say it's 50-50. But cucumbers, lemoshel, no one cooks. You have a special recipe, you cook them as I am. So I got the recipe. You're not allowed to do it in Shviz. Everything that you're not used to cooking, and you have to know, this is the Isu de Reis or Isu de Rabbonin. She's the man of the Rabbonin. Is the Isu. This is the Bochim that cook. Is the Isu, things that you're used to eating raw, you're not allowed to cook. As a Machlekes HaPoiskim, what would be things that people eat raw? They normally never eat it raw. But in a salad, sometimes they put it like in a salad. Normal, if you'll eat it raw, there's some sugar in it. But in the salads, people sometimes put like some things raw like that. So it's machlekes if you're allowed to eat it or not. But again, things that people eat cooked, even that the natural people eat it raw, you're not allowed to eat it raw, even if you're a natural person. Now, as another zach that is negeh very much, sometimes you have to take a bitter medicine. So the eight says, normally you put it like in something, like a little bit food. You're not allowed to do it because you mafsi the food. Because no normal person will eat the food after a bit of medicine is inside. So if you have to eat this bitter medicine, you're not allowed to put the bitter medicine inside of tzachim. Again, if a person did it, but he have it, you're allowed to eat it, but you're not allowed to do it. The poskim say lekatchile not to make ice cream from strawberries and bananas when they're not a little bit soft. Be'etzem mi'ikar adin, some people say you're allowed to do it because it's the derech. Aber val, not everyone does them. With the derech klal, when the main factories do them, they don't take the good ones that are maybe made for eating. They take the ones that are a little bit squashed, and this they make the ice cream. So lekatchile, you don't take good strawberries and bananas lemoshul and you turn them to become ice cream. Now, what is very negiah lemoshul, you have soup or you have cholent. Person makes chant. He puts inside five potatoes of Kedusha Shviz. The whole chant becomes balua with Kedusha Shviz. Now the beans, the barley, the meat, you're not allowed to throw away. It's Kodesh with Kedusha Shviz. You're not allowed to be mafsid it. You have bones. If the minig is to suck the bones, and now the bones are sucked with Kedusha Shviz, you can't throw the bones away. In a second we'll see what you do then. Now you have a chunt pot, 50% you ate, 50% is left. If you throw it to the garbage, you mafsid for your dime. You over isil if mafsid kedusha shviz. Even so, the ma'aseh, the poskim say the marshal that we said alamal in the halachas of isil veheter, that if you cook something in a dish and you have isil inside, and then you cook betech 24 hours something else, it's balua from the isu. And shviz is no din kedusha shviz and the blias. Then if you cook something, kodesh b'kedusha shviz, yeah, you cook, like, we know, if a person cooks chazir, fleishiks, half an hour later he cooks milchiks, it becomes treif. So someone asked me if he has a knife that he cut the onion, yeah, and then he will cut another 2 years, another onion, so the kedusha shviz, you know, double chorif, there's no blias in kedusha shviz. There's no blias in the Kedusha Shviz. Now, the same thing is a kule. Don't tell me a chumre. Some people, you know, I don't know if the bochim that cook chant, yeah? So what they do is, at least if they don't know, this is the good way to do it. You take the potatoes, you soak them overnight in water. So the mevini mazeidos. Now, the shaila, this water is balua with potatoes. You're allowed to pour out the water in the morning.
So the Shrum people in Bnei Brak wanted to come and say not to pour out the water, because it has a bleif in potatoes. The Maaseh, the Poskim say that Val, no one is machshivit, it's not called you're allowed to pour out the water. But that is machmas. Now, here's another Shaila, big machlekes with the Beskerov and the Chazon Ish. A person has grapes, you're allowed to make grape juice and shviz. The same thing, you're allowed to make oil. But you're not allowed to squeeze and to make juice from fruits that they're not normally, are not squeezed out. Today they have all these new stores in every corner, you know, they give you all different cocktails of all different fruits, yeah? They just put them in the machine and then juice comes out on the other side. Yeah, for sure it has to have a hechsher that you know. If it doesn't hechsher that you don't know, I don't know if you could eat. It has to be a choshev hechsher. But Lama Zogin has a good hechsher. So in Shviz, it's not so posh. Deer, they put everything inside. Fruits that you never dreamt that you'll make juice out, they put inside. In Shviz, it's also because you mapsid le'ochra ve'loy lehefsed. Lama Zogin kiwi, is no kiwi juice. But they put kiwi there also. So even if you have to know if the Metzia says that there's a lot of kiwi juice in the world, when I was a kid they didn't have it. I don't know what is the matzah today, but you have to know. And if you tell the guy to do it, you're telling him to be mafsid. You have to know it's not so poshut. Person says, okay, what is the problem? I'm just buying a juice that has a hechsher. One second, if you're a machmir and you hold as a kedusha shviz, you can't go to the guy in the store and tell him to make juice for you. Now the briskerov was very machmir. If you're a brisker, it's mamish also. Because the briskerov holds that vile juice, the Gemara says, zeye be'alme, b'meile, every juice, chutz from grapes and olives, is also to do in shviz. Orange juice, the briskerov said, you're not allowed to do in shviz. Lemaiser, b'shamazam and oyobach is matir. Orange juice and all these kind of fruits that people normally do juice of, Shlomo Zalman was matir. Now you have to know why it's more chomo. Because when you make, then Lama Zalman, you take the carrots, they squash the carrots, then there's all different little dirt left, yeah? This goes away for a waste. So you mafsik dusha shviz. So if it's the derech bekach, maybe you're allowed to. Even so, Zogin the Poiskim, you got an orange juice cup. Lama Zogim, Yisaymech, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and again, I want to make the coolest. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that fruits that you're used to making juice out of them, you're allowed to make juice out of them. So you made orange juice and shviz, you got a nice cup, you went to the store, he gave you a chosh of a cup of orange juice. Now, you don't like so much the little bits that are, you know, they have like the little bits that are swimming inside. You don't like them. Zogim, Rav Shlomo Zalman is the isur to take them out with a spoon. Because after you take it out with a spoon, there's nothing what to do with it. So you mafsid it. Why? Because most normal people could drink it together. It's not so gishmak. But you could drink it together. So now, everything is roi to shtia ve'achile. When you take out that spoon, no one in the world eats that little bits when they're on their own. So in that minute, you mafsid peirishvis. So you're not allowed to sift and drain all of these pieces in the orange juice cup, because you mafsid kedusha shviz. Now, more from that, the same thing if you have a chosh of a cup of orange juice and you add water more from 50%, that it loses the chashivis of the orange juice, you mafsid kedusha shviz. You mafsid kedusha shviz. He asked me last Shviz, I remember Rebosh Arieli asked me that he has a suffix, you know, some people, they make kiddush and grape juice, but they add a little bit wine because to be yaitu the shittis. But lemais, if you like grape juice and you add a little bit wine, it spoils the whole taste of the grape juice. So he had it said, maybe it's mafshi the grape juice of kiddush and shviz, because you're spoiling the taste. The Rebosh Arieli said that val for wine is more choshes to be closer to wine, so the shittis can have said. For grapes, the more that they're closer to wine, it's the chashivis, so we go to chashivis be'etzer. He wanted to be choshesh, not to add wine to grape juice if you don't like the taste, because it spoils. Rav Shlomo Zalman says if you have orange juice and you want to add water, for different reasons, more from 50%, he said, if it's very, very strong and you can't drink it and you're adding the water because you really want it to be tastier, it's one zach. I mean, if you're adding it because for business reasons or for all different cheshbonos, you can't divide it to everyone, so you're just adding some more water. Shmuel Zalman says you mafsid peirish shvis. You have to know these halachos have been again the whole year. I'm saying it's so much different protein than what we have to be Isaac during the year. But this is the aleph base. Now, as another halacha that is very important, you're not allowed to smash, to make a mash out of different fruits of Kedusha, only what is derech, the mushroom. Bananas, for little kids, while it's the derech to do it, you're allowed to do it. Or potatoes, they do mash potatoes. But sometimes, some things, you don't do a mash. And you want to make a mash. You have a mundane recipe from a grandmother, yeah? If it's not derech to do it, it's the isur to do it. Because you mafsid Kedusha shvis. So yeah, a lot of times, guys, without thinking, they're sitting like in the table, you know, they play with it, they smash it, you know. You have to make a mechor. He's over the Yisrael Rabbana now. I'm explaining why the badatz runs and they get from the goyim all the fruits, because in Yerushalayim they didn't want to be mishtamish with Kedusha Shvis. It's so hard to keep the halachas. Now, when you peel a fruit in Shvis, you peel a potato. So the halacha is like this. Lemoshel, a tomato, most of the world could eat a tomato with a peel. You have some, 2% of mamish spoiled people, they like to take off the peel. Or not only the spoiled people, it's one of the choshme recipes that I know, in tomatoes, they serve tomatoes without the peel. Okay, it's you're not allowed to do it. Why? Because in the minute that you peel off the little piece from the tomato, that skin of the tomato no one will eat anymore. It was roi to eat before, and you will mafsid it. You will mafsid perishvis. What is the eitzah? To take it off with another piece of the tomato. So now people could eat it. What you don't want to eat it, zogt de chazanish, I'm allowed to leave it on the side. I'm allowed to leave on the side. I'm not mechuyev to finish it. But I can't do things to the fruit that the mele later I can't eat them. Fruits that people are used to peel, that people cannot eat, Amazon apples, or that people could eat the peel separately also, or potatoes, that anyway you can't eat the peels. Now, what happens after you peel the potatoes? After you peel the apples. So, peels that no one could eat, and there's nothing what to do with it, you could throw them to the garbage. Peels that people could eat, or that a little bit of the fruit is stuck to the peel, you're not allowed to throw it, you have to keep it till it gets rotten, like we'll see in a second what you do with all the leftovers. As the machlekes and the peels, if the oranges, some people hold that you're allowed to throw them because you can't eat them. Shlomo Zalman was machmir, he says, because people put a chocolate on it and put sugar in it and then they eat it. I don't know, but this is what they say, yeah? Who does it? But this is what they say. Now, more from that, if you're in a place that you have animals, Lamoshal, you're in a moshav, and you peel the potatoes, there, when they finish all the peels of the potatoes, they give lamazogin to the cows to eat. So you're not allowed to throw the potatoes, because the zachdan is roi lemaychal behema, if it's behemoth around, it's also kodesh mekdusha shvis. So by us in Yerushalayim, there's no animals. So if it's not roi lemaychal odom, you're allowed to throw it. But if you're in a moshav, that they have animals, and there the animals could eat the peels of the potatoes, you're not allowed to throw it away. Now, you're allowed to, and here's a big machlekes. So again, everyone that has shvis has the shaila. You have a little kid in the house. He wants an apple. Now, for sure you have to mechanech your kid shvis, the fruits are kodesh, you're not allowed to throw it. But you know, the kid is 2 years old, he takes 2 bites and he throws the apple away. You're allowed to give him an apple or not? You give him to eat something. Lamazon, you're giving him applesauce. One spoon goes to the mouth, the other spoons go all over the place. The mice says, mafsid. You're allowed to give the kid to eat or not? You mafsid kedusha shvis. So, is machlekes, like this. The most, some people are makel to give the kid what you want. It's not your problem. You gave him. For sure, if he's an older kid, you have to tell him he's not allowed to do it, but it's not your problem. The machmirim is different madreges. What is roy to be machmir, some kids, you give him an apple, you know, he's very angry, he's in an angry mood. You give him the apple, he throws it right away. And that matzav not to give an apple to the kid. Because it's mamish you machif b'yodayim. But if the kid eats, and then after a while he throws it. The real machmirim, don't give the kid more from what he showed that he will finish. You come to the Fruma house, you see the kid gets a spoon. He finishes the spoon, he gets another spoon. Because there's kid on Kedusha Shviz. It's a mocking. Now, you're not allowed to do no medicine from Kedusha Shviz. No medicine. Le'oichlo ve'loi le'melugmo. We'll see, there's different medicines that are made from Kedusha Shviz. We'll see in a second where it's Megea. You're not allowed to make from the fruits of Shviz a medicine. We'll go weiter. For Michael Behema, you're allowed to. It's going to get to corn, to all different things today in Chutzla and out in the world. They use the corn, they dry it, and they use the for all different things that they make in medicines. They use the corn. The corn that is Kodesh B'Kedusha Shviz, they're not allowed to do it. Now, B'Shas that you're doing Kiddush, you're not allowed to fill the cup of Kiddush if you have wine of Shviz till the top. Because if you fill it, it spills to the sides and it gets a waste. Most people can't hold their hand straight. It shakes a little bit. So when they pick up the cup, this, the Mamash Mavsik Kiddush Shviz. The Eitzes of Shem Zaman holds, you're only allowed to do Kiddush if you have a plate under it and you're planning to catch it, then you drink what is left in the cup. But, B'mele, the problem came Motzi Shabbos. So Motzi Shabbos, most of the Poiskim hold that, for sure, not to fill it till the top, order to have a little plate in the bottom. But, Lekule Alme, you're not allowed to shut the candle fire on the fire. Normally, people pour a little bit on the candle fire. On the candle, Avdala candle. You're not allowed to. Not only that, you're not allowed to take from the Avdala and put on the eyes. Bimafsik Dusha Shviz. And Lela Seydah, Zalk Rav Shem Zalman, you're not allowed to make the simonim from the Yain of Shviz. That's Achadash Be'achav. Because you must it. Only if you, from the people that are not makpid, not to drink the simon, the makas. But most people are scared to eat to drink the makas. So Bemele, if you do the makas and then you pour away the grape juice, Bemele, you mafsik Dusha Shviz. So again, so at least Rav Shem Zalman would say, Alamo, at least in the middle case, to take wine that is not Kodesh in Kedusha Shviz, Mele, you don't have the problem. Now, Lemaise, Lamagain Lemaise. Again, when we have Kedusha Shviz, later we'll see things that are not Kodesh in Kedusha Shviz, there's different Shirim, Nochrim. So a person eats supper, he has potatoes, he has all different things, he finished to eat supper. His plate is apple potatoes left, apple onions left, kodesh and chicken that is. It's a ganze schoene dort. So if it's mamish nothing, we'll start like this. He finished the whole portion. Maybe we'll go the other way around. But the plate has a little bit, you know, epis left. The aloha is he's allowed to wash the plate and he doesn't have to be scared that the juice of shviz is on the plate. It's a raif from a mishnah and truma, you're allowed to. Same thing, you cut the knife, you peel the potatoes. Oh, there's epis left on the peel, you're allowed to. But if you have an amount on the plate, that is a shtikl shiur choshuv, and lo yitzur, poor people, even that you're not poor, you're beravches, but poor people will put it on the side. It doesn't mean because no one wants to eat from your plate. Lamazang, you know, you yourself will put it for later. Where is no one will eat from your plate. You're not allowed to throw it away. Now, so what you have to do, Lemaise? So now it's soil, and this, you'll see in the yeshiva they will also have it, is a garbage that is called Shmita garbage. Pach Shmita. You'll see in the yeshiva they will have Pach Shmita. What you do in Pach Shmita, all the leftovers, they go to that garbage. You wait till it gets rotten. Shmuel Zalman says, "Avadi, you have to be makbid in Olam L'Chaveiroi, because you go to Bnei Brak, And Shmiz, the matzav is terrible, yeah? Everyone has a pole garbage just now. You have to know. You're not allowed to put today's things in yesterday's garbage. Why? Because yesterday's garbage is already starting to be rotten. So if you put it in, it starts to rot quicker. So people have like 6-7 garbage, Shemitah garbage. I remember last year the Shemir Shabbos told me that if you have a fleishik food in the Shemitah garbage, you can't pour milchik in because it becomes basal becholov. So you mafsid it because it gets mixed up. So you have to have a milchik garbage and a fleishik garbage. So what we do? So I want this to be mazmir because this is very negeah. Again, I'm speaking now on real Kodesh Mikdusha Shviz. We'll speak later. What happens to Nochrim is a lot of leichter. Lama Zogim, because the Badats are Mako. So a lot of people, emotional in Yeshiva, the Shvartzev is of Yeshiva, are allowed to say Mechad Badats, yeah? They have to be Machmir. That is a Yvait. The Shvartzev of Yeshiva could be say Mechad Badats. So a lot of Bochim, they finish to eat, they leave it on the table. Now, so here I want to be Masbir. The Chazanish said, he had a Raya from a Mishneh, that Isur Kodesh Begdusha Shviz is the isur to be mafsid beyodai. Gram hefsed is not osur. Gram hefsed is not osur. Because if gram hefsed will be osur, the Chazanish said more from that. Chazanish had a shaila. A person cooked a chont. All of us, we spoke about the chont, that, you know, you can't finish the whole chont. You finish only a half. Now, if you put it in the fridge, it'll be good for another 3 weeks. So you're mechuyev kedusha shviz to put it back in the fridge, or you're allowed to leave it outside and in 2 days it'll get all different green zach. So the Chazanish says you're allowed to leave it outside. I'm not doing biyodaim. Not only that, the Chazanish holds I'm allowed to take it out of the fridge. Because it happens a lot of times. You come home. I come home, I see the soup from Shabbos left after 3 days. I ask my wife, what is this? She said, it's kodesh kedusha shviz, the kids didn't want to eat it. So now, if she leaves it in the fridge, we could wait for another 3 weeks. If we take it out 2 days, the kola days, you could throw it away. But lemaisa, you're taking it out of the fridge to get rotten. Gram is mutter. Now, Chazanish said, avada, you're not allowed to go and put it in the sun that the sun will spoil it by your dime. This is not called gram. But you're allowed to take it out that b'derech hateva it will get rotten. Now, this is very, very not klor de gdorim, and I want the shtickle to make your seder. The gdorim are like this. Beyodaim, you're not allowed to mafsid. This is the reason, if you have a normal garbage bags, you're not allowed to take the supper and pour it into the garbage. Because no normal human person, normal person, will eat potatoes that were inside the garbage with all different diapers, right? So if you take the supper and you put it into the garbage with the diapers, you mafsid the potatoes beyodaim. This is the reason also, if you have a Shemitah garbage, and the food is already a little bit rotten, and you're pouring inside today's food, you mafsid it biyodaim also. So it's a very big problem when you keep a Shemitah garbage, every couple hours, the matzav is a problem how to get rid of the zachem. So again, some people take it, every day they change the Shemitah garbage, and they have, you'll see in different windows of Bnei Brak, different bags. Like after 10 days, they throw the first bag, and like this, the bags move. This is a lot, I'm sure Chaim Kanievsky is a say. I say most choshev people. Shlomo Zalman said that it's enough every time to take the food, to tear it, put it in a bag. Every day you put the food in the bag, and you finish the meal, plastic bag, and you put it. Now, Shlomo Zalman said that in the old days, the way the garbage went, they had the trucks, the old days trucks. They just collect the garbage and then they put it somewhere. So Rav Shlomo Zalman hold that even Mi'ikar Adin is a makom that you just put it in a double bag or in a strong bag. You put it outside and they take it, and it gets rotten in a different city. What is the nafkamina? Today the problem is that the garbage trucks they grind it. This is the metzias. They grind it. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said that a person that is very hard for him, saying, if he puts it in a bag and he's not mafsid it biyodaim, and he puts it in the garbage, and then goyim come and they put it in the truck, so it's only gram. Lemaisa, today in Yerushalayim, the people that are going in the trucks are Yiddish people. B'meila, if it's kodesh b'kedusha shviz,
it's a aveira to put it there. Because this food that is inside the bag, you could eat for another 5 days. He comes in the morning, and he picks up the thing, and he puts it into the machine. You marshi lifnei iver, he's over a isur gomu, if hefset shviz beyodayim. So it's mamish a aveira gmura. If you throw it out, and he grinds it, if it's only lamazagin nochrim, and you choshesh the chazanish, but the workers of the government here are not choshesh to the chazanish, say no. So then you only goyrim that the food. So b'meila, the eitzer is be'etzem, when you have a peiros that are kodesh b'kdusha shvis, you put them in a bag, which was amen, you close the bag, and you put it in a special garbage, and you wait till it gets rotten. Even that it gets more rotten in the bag, Shomazam, because it's closed, Shomazam says it doesn't make a difference. So the Ma'is, if you have Kedusha Shviz b'zman hazeh, there's no eight, a real Kedusha Shviz. We're not speaking now on Nochrim. You have to put it in a bag, and a couple bags in the Shemitah garbage, and when the bags are finished, when you see the matzav starts to rotten, you're allowed to put it. If it's only Bnei Brak, the Hainu, it'll be Nochrim, so then you put it in a bag. And you have to know. Some people hold lekatchile, even in a Bnei Brak Zachin, if you machmir, not to put it outside. The people that are makel say, we choshesh, especially if you live in Yerushalayim, not in Bnei Brak, you put it in a bag, and then you put it outside. So you didn't do a hefset shviz b'yodayim. You caused the worker to do a hefset. He's anyway semech on the chazit. But then the workers have the garbage, they're semech on minig Yerushalayim. And b'mele is no lifnei even. Now, as another Zach, the Chazanish said, a lot of times you have a little bit juice left in the cup, or grape juice. You made Kiddush and Kedusha Shviz. How, or you drink it? Because it's not a Kedusha Shviz. You have to know biz how much. Shmuzama said for sure there's no din to drip mamish till the last drop to come out. Now, as another halacha that is very nagia, Bekedusha Shviz. I'm saying, later in Shviz, we will learn all different madreges of Shviz from this place. It's a little bit kaddish, so we'll be making more. We machmir more. You're not allowed to give goyim to eat fruits that are kaddish b'kedusha Shviz. Lochem veloy lebeheima veloy lenochi. You're not allowed to give a goy. Now, if the goy is a visitor by you, you're allowed to. But if he's not a visitor by you, you open a restaurant for goyim. It's not so poshut. Could be if you have a restaurant and a goy walked in, you can't throw him out. Salamat lamazagin in yeshiva. If the goyim are eating here, the yeshiva has to let him to eat. But he's not allowed to let him to take home some bags of the fruits of Shviz. You're not allowed to give him. You could, I'm all without realizing, you have a worker. Oh, take, I have a pot extra bananas. No. If the kodesh b'kedusha Shviz, you can't give it to him. Is the isur to give an animal food that is kodesh b'kedusha shviz? It's not get to the bochim that like to feed the cats. It's an illness, but I see it. Is the isur? You have to know, is the isur to feed the cats? Only something that is not roi lemai chal odom. But a zach that is roi lemai chal odom, it's a hefset b'yodayim. You're not allowed to give. Also, it's nagea to the people that go to visit in the zoo, Chalamoed. The minig is you throw to the monkey, you throw to all different animals. You have to know if the peiros are kodesh b'kedusha shviz, you can't do it. Some monkeys that only eat food like people, they're abonim amater. But there are klal, most animals don't eat dafka food that is roi lemaychal odom. You have to know is the isur to give. Now, there's another isur in peiros that are kodesh b'kedusha shviz. You're not allowed to take it out of Eretz Yisrael. You think it's not Negea. It's Negea to a bocher that is planning to go home after Sukkot. And he buys a pole, vegetables, and he takes it to the plane. It's an Issur. And it could be Issur to take out, also Lehoitzi. But the Eved, if he can't find something else, a sandwich for the way, he's allowed to take. But if he wants to bring for his cousin something in America, different things from Eretz Yisrael, mizim rasaoretz, like, you know, the achim bring to Yosef, shkeinim v'boiknim, all these achim,
You have to know that if it's Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi'is, you can't take it out. The same thing is the Shail of the Esroigim. We'll see, most of the Esroigim this year will not be Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi'is. Because the next year will be a problem with Mekdusha Shvi'is. We'll see Shita Sarambam. Here's where the Machlek is, if you're allowed to send Esroigim from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, if the Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi'is. So the Chazon Ish was maker B'Sha'as HaTzeirich. So I'm saying again, Be'ez Hashem we have to go Duch. The Iker Shaila is what every fruit, how to look on it. Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi'is or not. Nochrim or not. How to buy it. This is the main problem, to decide every fruit, what is the status of the fruit. This means Hashem next year will go into the whole Machlekes. It's a very big Shaila, how to measure what kind of fruit it is. We'll see it's like 5, 6. And if you go into the Badat stores, even near Yeshiva, you will see Yevul Nochrim, Yevul Arava. There's a lot of places, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, it's Mamash Eretz Yisrael, Shomu V'Nevad, you're not allowed to touch it. The Badatz holds, it's Bichlal not Kodesh Mekdusha Shvi'is. Some people don't eat Badatz in Shvi'is. Because the Badatz hold at different places you're allowed to eat, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, you're not allowed to eat. We'll see, it's different Madregas, and different Madregas in different places. But the Yisrael, the person has to remember to himself, that in Kedusha Shvi'is, Chus on the Isus Chor that we'll go next week, is every time he has to remember three Zachen. Could be at Shomur, and then he has a problem to touch it. Could be at Nevad, then he has a problem to touch it. And if it's Kodesh, how he has to behave with it. And these are the halachas that he has to know if it's Kodesh B'Kedusha Shvi'is. What to do with it. Be'ez Hashem, next week we'll see what is Kodesh and how it's Kodesh and how you know, Be'ez Hashem, how to live.